This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Getting larger, but getting bigger. American Family Farmer Show is where our podcast is. That's the website, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into an hour or less, depending on how much time you have or how the podcast editor works, much as anything else. A lot of things going on, and I try to take the following sort of overview. I want to give you some news to think about. Then we're going to meet, in this case, Nick Papadopoulos is the founder of CropMobster.com. Very interesting mission. I think you'll be impressed with what he's doing and how he's doing it. And I'll offer a commentary on something that's going on in the world of food, family, and farm. I think this sort of, actually the news fits into that. If you will. There's a lot of focus on the broadband issues that farmers are having, and I don't know whether you felt it personally. I even feel it, and I'm in a moderately big community, but we have horrible, horrible cell service and broadband in general. So this is not news to me, and maybe to any of the people who are listening to this program. The fact that 60% of farmers say they don't have enough internet connectivity to run their business, to run their farm, and it has influenced critical business decisions and overall profitability, is an outrage as far as I'm concerned. Whether it's a reliable enough signal in the office to file your tax paperwork, the ability to upload yield maps from your office to perhaps whoever you're selling your product to, turning on your irrigation. There are a lot of things that are done with computers now, as we all know. All businesses, including farming, including agriculture, are inundated with ways to, in most circumstances, make it easier for you to farm, make it easier for you to run your operation. But the lack of connectivity now, here's the story, at least I saw one Illinois farmer quoted saying his broadband signal is more reliable than dial-up internet, while cell phone service is touch and go, quite a distance from any major metropolitan area, so we don't have strong signals. That's what I'm talking about here where I am. Signals are awful. If we're lucky on a good day and the wind is blowing in the right direction, they got one bar, and some of these farmers don't even have that. This fellow says, I'm reluctant by technology required good service or connectivity if I can't be guaranteed that access. And that's, you know, what's going on. There were 2,000 farmers who were surveyed for this overview of broadband and what their service is all about. 37% wanted to increase their use of data to make better decisions. 19% want to use it to improve their efficiency. And 10% cited cost savings when they have proper information that's available to everybody. When farmers can't maximize the functionality of their equipment, particularly in the middle of the field, it has repercussions beyond the farm, said the president of the Sustainable Strategy organization that did this study. More and more of the future is about data and data transfer, the timely dissemination, and the use of data is becoming more important as a... this is kind of... I have been talking about a message that I saw to Donald Trump on one of the websites. A farmer who's from Shelby County, Ohio, that he's done with President Trump. And one of the reasons is because of the changes in net neutrality and accessibility to technology and broadband. So, under the circumstances, you can't blame them. I don't blame them. I don't know who's going to be. The Democrat is not, doesn't look like they're a bunch of great stars there either. The fact that Elizabeth Warren did seemingly, according to some anyway, fairly well in the debate this past week, doesn't mean anything to most people because most people don't even know who she is. Maybe she's getting, you know, people know who Joe Biden is. People know, I think when you look at that list, other than Joe Biden, who's internationally recognized, or even nationally known, not a lot of people on there. Elizabeth Warren has been traveling around the country the last couple of years trying to make her name a household name. I'm not sure that she has an affinity with farmers at all, so how well she's doing among farmers remains to be seen. But I'm looking at the rest of this broadband study for farmers. 78% of farmers don't have a choice in internet service providers. 40% of farmers have a fixed internet connection, while others rely on satellite. More than 90% of the survey, those surveyed across the board, say that they can't get a reliable internet or smartphone connection. 90%. As many farmers know, cell phone signal can be sketchy out in the middle of nowhere. I'm looking at a statement from a North Dakota grower that participated in a phone interview, said he had to get 5 or 6 miles from his house before he even got a cell phone signal that he could use to take the survey. How does that work in this modern era? A lot of farmers would use better connectivity to monitor their bottom lines if they had the internet ability to do so. Here's a guy from Arkansas, said to have more moisture sensors to help sensors make irrigation decisions, which help conserve water and fuel. Also like to be able to have more access to edge of field nutrient monitoring data. And let's see here, other three or four other comments just like that. Farmers contributed $133 billion to the gross domestic product last year, 60% not having adequate internet. Isn't that an outrage? And it's worse since the net neutrality thing came to pass. So that's another one of the reasons that farmers are fed up with Trump. Here's one, said the guy from Ohio, said I wouldn't vote for him now if he walked on water. And he was upset because of all the trade stuff and what that's done to his business. He's got 420 acres of beans and corn, and he's got some dairy cows, he's got some beefers, and he's just not a happy camper. And I think a lot of farmers feel that way. So what do you do about it? I mean, I don't see any rosy characters on the other side, as I said before, either. So, but we all of us, I decry this all the time, how dependent we are on the government. You can't do this, you can't do that. What is the government going to say? They're going to have an inspector for this. It is nonsense. Yet it's everywhere. It's getting worse. So, but that's my report on broadband. I think it's important for us to understand and consider. It's exasperating. It really is. When you think about all the things that interfere with what we're trying to do to raise food and sustenance for our friends, the rest of the people who live in this country with us. It's just, and most people don't even know because, you know, they've grown up thinking the food comes from the supermarket. What do they know about farms and farmers? And that's one of the things we're trying to overcome here in our conversations. The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Chapman with some advice now on farmers and all of us who are thinking about our health and longevity. How do we get there? How do we stay there? How do you help yourself? Especially when it comes to losing weight. You want to stay away from the unhealthy crash diets. You want to stay away from the unhealthy drugs. You want to stay away from the unhealthy stimulants and therefore work naturally. Without stimulants to lose the weight, lean muscle comes out of this, and you don't have to take it the number factor. They take it once a day right before you go to bed. Those years won't keep you awake. Go online now to calotrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and take advantage of the DJV code, allowing you to get big sale items and free shipping, that kind of stuff. Always something good, always something profound, always something helpful at Calitrin.com to help you lose weight and keep it off, most importantly.
Brembo has been thotting champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equipment replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon has released the Best of Prime 2019, sharing how Prime members chose to enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon over the last year. The member favorites in the U.S. include the Echo Dot, the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote, avocados, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and the novel The Handmaid's Tale. Charlie Matthews, Amazon.
We are constantly working to add value for members. And as Best of Prime 2019 demonstrates, Prime is now more convenient than ever. In the past year, members in the U.S. had 3 times more items from Amazon's online store delivered in 1 day faster compared to the previous year.
Now Prime members also get free and fast grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market. More than 2,000 season tabs. Amazon's Best of Prime 2019 can be found at Amazon.com/Best of Prime. Ask anyone to sign up for a free 30-day trial at Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased 500% this year?
Yeah, cyber criminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
Well, we're the next victim.
Don't worry, we have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
We're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep the business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
All right, the clock continues to tick here. Let's see how much information we can get from Nick Papadopoulos, who's the founder of CropMobster.com. I'm looking at this right now, and there are all kinds of things on this website. So I'm trying to figure out what they're all about, and it came to me in talking to my colleagues. This is kind of like Craigslist for farmers, yes?
Bingo. Nice to be on the show with you today.
Nice to have you here. So what was the, what's the inspiration behind this? How did you figure this out?
Yeah, it started when I had the honor to help manage my family's vegetable farm out of Northern California. You know, being a farmer yourself, there's all sorts of issues. You've got Mother Nature on the board of directors causing challenges all the time, all sorts of issues and opportunities come up. And one day I was standing in our veggie cooler after a farmer's market, a series of farmer's markets, and I saw boxes of premium organic vegetables that hadn't been sold. And knowing how much love and money and passion got put into producing those vegetables in the area of millions of people just drove me absolutely insane that it wasn't finding home either for sale, for discount, or even for donation. And so I started fiddling around with social media and the internet and this community we had built around our farm and our broader community for our CSA program, and started doing decent alerts. Anytime food was at risk of going to waste or not being sold, we put these alerts out to the people. And you know what? This is even before Crop Mobster started. People started sharing those alerts and getting involved to help us find a solution. And the first time around, a mom rolled up actually within 24 hours to our farm in her minivan, took the food off our hands, bought it for us at a discount, and then was able to share it with her friends in her subdivision neighborhood. So we won, they won, we got to meet some new customers and friends at the same time. And we did it the next week for a donation. It worked, and now it's really, like you said, a Craigslist for local food and other issues in their local regional food system.
All right, so I want to dig into how you get around some of the stupid laws that may affect this as we continue here on This Week's American Family Farmer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Welcome to the farm. You can run your end of the town. It's a continuation of our conversation. That's from Nick Avalopoulos, the founder CropMobster.com. So we got the picture on how CropMobster got started. I am concerned about government and stupid laws that often get in the way of people trying to help other people when it comes to food, where we have extra food that could be used to help people. There are some local laws, I don't know where, whether they're sometimes regional. If you run into that with what you're trying to do, and this is only one part of the service, by the way, when we really dig into this, as you folks listen to how this works, it's fabulous for farmers everywhere, but let's stick with the food excess here, Nick, for a minute, and how you are able to, if there are laws, how do you circumvent them, or you just ignore them like I would?
That's a great question. We just connect people directly. We really believe in the power of direct relationships and letting the people and the farmers and gardeners and other nonprofits figure it out for themselves. So we don't take hold of any product at CropMobster. We don't take hold of any money. We actually just let folks post alerts on whether it's their tractor for sale or I'm looking at organic rice or is it an excess kale or dairy or meat products. We let folks post and figure it out themselves, and the power of community usually has a good way of doing that. There are laws around protecting people who donate in good faith. Last time I looked, there was one called the Good Samaritan Law, which anyone donating food in good faith isn't liable and things like that. But for the most part, we're just really trying to connect people, buy, sell, trade. Like I said today, it's a nice collection of the folks looking for manure, anti-combines, jobs, rice straw. And then, you know, you mentioned earlier about broadband. And, you know, we're even a place where people are ticked off about the lack of broadband in a state or region. We allow them to make action alerts and post them. Like, you rally your neighbors and friends, but sign a petition to get it done when it comes to it. We actually have a program we're talking with one of the land-grant universities to get 4-H'ers involved in doing some citizen science for studying broadband access for their own farmers and rural residents in California. So our platform can be used for anything, as long as it helps people, relates to food, ag, natural resources, kind of get people together to get things done.
When did you say you started doing this?
It was about 2013, so coming up on 7 years ago.
Nick, have you got a way of measuring the impact of this? Is it just, if we look at the web that I'm looking, this is prolific. There are things on here that are fabulous. I'd like to buy and sell and trade tractors, stuff like that, mostly Massey Ferguson's. So I'll now look at this and see where you have Massey's for sale and how you can specifically look for that. I'm looking at on the left-hand side of this homepage. It gives you the various categories, and I'm sure if I dig around in there, I can make it more specific to what I'm actually looking for, right?
Yeah, and so right now we're focused a lot on the Western U.S. and Northern California. We just released a new technology that's useful anywhere in the United States, and what we're really determined to do with folks like you and others is rally support and partners to be able to grow this into a nationwide movement where everyone has access to a vibrant, thriving community exchange in their local region, like you and your Massachusetts, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Inspired up there. And so right now, we are still in the process of expanding nationally, and I have some things to talk about a little bit there. But yeah, you're exactly right. Over the years, well, I can't put dollars on it because it's just stacked up. Billions of dollars of equipment, food, and materials have been shared and sold and made for folks and small farmers. We haven't taken a dime of that. As well as, you know, when you look at other things, resources that would have gone to waste, to the landfill and rotted, pounds and pounds and tons and tons. So we have lots of testimonials of farmers who've made a good living off this.
Yeah, let's talk more about how we get into a new region after these words.
If you're bitten by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore. The standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus the 33 miles per hour. It'll take you off the beaten path. 8.7 inches of ground clearance. Plus standard expo with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new S-Out Back End. The 2020 Subaru Outback. Oh, we're love pace. Meet the estimated highway fuel economy for 2020 Subaru Outback under a lot. Actual mileage may vary.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help children and the families affected by pediatric cancer, supported since the time of diagnosis, and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Patient products require an online visit and consultation are only available at physician through prescriptions appropriate to provide the same site. Full details and important safety info.
Hey guys, news! The outrageous, expensive little blue pill is not there, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices, and hence makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. Right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. HIMS connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication, and a pharmacy sits right there for. HIMS makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to HIMS, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy. For your free online visit, forhims.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The articles of impeachment against President Trump, abuse of power, and obstruction of Congress are once again being debated before the House Judiciary Committee. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan made his case.
This is not about Ukraine. Facts are on the president's side. Zelensky said he wasn't pressured. Ukrainians didn't even know aid was held at the time of the call. And most importantly, they did nothing to get the aid released. This is about one basic fact. The Democrats have never accepted the will of the American people.
Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline stated, American democracy is at stake.
If we decide the president is above the law, then we will no longer live in a democracy. We will live in a dictatorship, trading the values of Madison for the values of Moscow.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 29 points, the S&P up 9, and the Nasdaq up 37. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Natural resources in general. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American Family Farmer and a broadcaster as well. But the two things I was talking, Nick Papadopoulos is with us. He's the founder of CropMobster.com. I urge you to go to the website and see what's there. I was talking on one of my other radio programs, Nick. My son got married over this past weekend, and one of the things that we were talking about, we were sort of visiting and thinking about what we have to be thankful for and all the good things that are in our lives. And a lot of people don't have a lot of the resources that we do have, and thus, especially when it comes to agriculture, they know, I was speaking in tribute, if people were interested in my, you know, where it's always the priorities, and my priorities have always been my children, my farm, and my broadcasting. That's been what the threads are in my life. And so it isn't just something that I do for a living. It's my passion. and being able to help other people. I think we're all here to help. And farmers can do such a great job in helping. That's what we do. Basically, that's how our lives are committed to helping people with the devotion to making and growing good food. So when there is a lot of excess, or we have the communities that are connected now, hopefully by, we were talking about broadband earlier, by having this new world order of internet connections, and we can trade things. I'm a great trader. I love to trade stuff. And I think that that's part of what you bring. You have all kinds of things. What do you find people are most interested of? All of the things that you have here at CropMobster.com, what's the number one most used resource at the moment?
To answer that question, but I think when you look at pounds and tons and things like that, it's going to be soil. Soil is so important, whether it's your garden, your farm, et cetera. There's a ton of compost and soil amendments and other ingredients that are traded. And then you've got things, anytime people have fruits, anytime there's a harvest going on, apples, pears, et cetera, you get a bunch of gleaning and donations happening in that world, as well as sales.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's good to know. How do you, we talked about it being out in the West Coast, how do you think this thing is going to spread? How do we get Crop Mobster here right on the East Coast?
I think it's starting to spread, so I'm really excited about that, and I would really love to work with you to make that happen on the East Coast. There's basically, yeah, let's do it. There's three ways to think about it. First of all is grassroots. Like you said, we don't have to wait for the bureaucrats or others to get going here. What we need is to get recruit a coalition of, you know, 20 to 50 people in a region, maybe half of whom or 40% of whom are producers or have something to trade and offer, and then get a bunch of neighbors and other friends signed up who are really passionate about local farms, supporting local farmers, getting involved in their local region when it comes to food supply and securing that for our future. And you get a, you know, a good 40, 50 people posting, sharing these alerts on our platform. You can do so today. Then we can start to let it rip and make things happen in the region. We've started to see that in areas like the Greater Sacramento region in California. The elected officials and the leaders actually see the value of what we do and see the impact that happens. And so you get groups like University of California, Division of Ag and Natural Resources. These are the cooperative extension folks that exist around the country. They partner with us to expand this to other regions, counties, and states out west. And then you get groups like a really fun one that is about creating our future farmers and our future leaders. This isn't just an online website. It only works when you have strong, committed local leaders in a region like yourself or even young whippersnappers getting involved. So we're just finishing up a 2-year pilot in Merced County, California, where we actually took young leaders, students at the college there, through what we call Crop Mobster University, training them on how to engage in their community, work in the online environment, presentations, and actually look elected officials in the eye and communicate. And so what we do is we give young leaders the gear to drive impact in their community today with the hopes that 10, 20, 30 years down the road, we've sprouted a bunch of other leaders ready to drive change and to drive security in their local region. So it's sort of an online, as well as the offline piece is important. What happens if there's no internet? Well, we want to still be around, and the way you do that is building strong local relationships that exist even when the internet and light bulbs go out.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, I can see how, I was just looking at, you've got a wanted page, wanted fresh manure, no horse manure.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cute, actually. But there are all kinds of resources here. I get if you're trading or selling online, oh, those people make money. But how do you make money? How does Crop Mobster survive?
Yeah, there you go. So we have a few models right now. Firstly, and we have a lot of fun with this one, is we have one of the world's greatest food and merchandise stores. So if you go to our store, you can see a shirt with two pears on it and says, grow a pear. We have another one that's very top selling, make asparagus great again. Another one says, you went political climate, hence it's peace, remain calm. So we have a strong sales of our online merchandise. And that's how we like it, is our members supporting us and other champions interesting stuff from us, and that's helped keep the light bulb on. Me and my team also do a bunch of other work helping regions deal with food, resource, and other security issues in a consulting fashion and things like that. Grants, as well as sponsors. So right now, we just finished up a two-year grant through the Global Food Security Initiative in the state of California, and then also the UC system, because of the work with students and the work with extensions, has sponsored us. And so we work with a range of ways, and if someone's interested in whether it's an individual or an organization, I recommend folks reach out to us. But eventually what I'd like to do is turn on to be so valuable and so useful to farmers and small businesses that when someone makes a post, they sell out. And when that happens, it'll be worth some petition in $5 or $10 a post when they're selling something or a herd of cattle or sheep or tractors for thousands of dollars. So that's down the road. But right now we're focused on adding value and zero net replacing communities as a trusted partner.
Well, I'm looking at a lot of these things. Yes, it is West Coast, Santa Rosa, we're on the air there, and some of these other areas, Rancho, Cordoba. It is very California-centric at the moment, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have little wings, or should, pardon the pun, doesn't have legs. But you know, it's one of those things that needs to spread, and word of mouth is as good a way for it to spread as possible. You're looking for help, you can find it online here. You're looking for little chicks, you can find it. Have you seen The Big Little Farm? Did you see that documentary?
I haven't seen that yet. I can't wait. A lot of folks
haven't seen it. You need to see it. I watched the plane going up to California last week, and it was something that it brought tears to my eyes because it was so me. What they've done is kind of what I've done on my farm. Although I didn't start from scratch, but they had such fabulous ideas. And you have some fabulous ideas, too. I think that you should be congratulated for putting the information that you have, the system that you have, and it's all about help. We're all here to help you. I'll spend a few more minutes with you if you'll hold on, Nick. Thank you, Nick Papadopoulos from CropMobster.com. Let me help you help yourself. How are you doing when it comes to the sleep department? Are you getting enough rest? Are you feeling good when you wake up? Or are you not feeling good when you wake up? Are you feeling, God, God, the pillows are terrible, the mattress is weak, I don't like that. Sheets because they shake. Well, how about we get rid of all that stuff and put you on a new pillow diet? Yes, you can consume all of the pillow products that you need. The MyPillow folks not only help you with pricing, but if you buy more than $200 worth of material, of products, they'll finance it for you if you desire. So, MyPillow, this guy, Lindell, and the people on his staff are geniuses in marketing as well as coming up with great products. If you're good marketers and you've got a lousy product, nobody's forming any difference. They use it once and it doesn't work and they'll never come back again. But with MyPillow, your dream comes true literally and figuratively because they do have the best sheets, the best pillows, pillowcases, all that good stuff, and at fabulous prices. You can save over 50% right now on mattress toppers, and you get all of the detail. Here's what I would suggest you do. I can talk about the value and the virtue of all the things they have in my building, go to the catalog and see the roll-as-you-go pillows and the pet pillows and the big ones and the little ones, and you can get BOGO deal right now, buy one, get one. All of that stuff is great. MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Specials tab and get all these discounts on all of MyPillow products, including buy one, get one free for the pillows themselves. Promo code is DJB. Benefit from that. DJB for all the great radio specials, all the great deals at MyPillow.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill.
is so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Coda. Multiple sclerosis, or MS, is a potentially disabling disease of the central nervous system.
There are a number of factors that contribute to the susceptibility to multiple sclerosis. One of those is genetic susceptibility. Some of the environmental things that we know about are exposure, particularly later in childhood and adolescence, to Epstein-Barr virus infection. Other things that are likely to be extremely important are serum vitamin E levels.
Since there's no single blood test for MS, neurologist Dr. Mark Keegan says the diagnosis is made through a combination of clinical and neurological exams and MRI imaging.
We do MRI scans of the central nervous system. Additional investigations that we do sometimes are a lumbar puncture, which looks at the cerebrospinal fluid.
There's no cure for MS, but there are a number of treatments which can help control the symptoms. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit MedClinic.org.
Back to Nick Papadopoulos, who's the founder of CropMobster.com here on the American Farmer. The whole layout of this thing is fabulous. It does remind me of Craigslist a bit, maybe because people don't like Craigslist much anymore. That all the con jobs are being done around Craigslist. I can see you're working hard to keep this clean, though. And that probably a job in and of itself, isn't it, Nick?
Yes, we moderate every single post that's posted, so nothing goes online without a human eye and a human touch. So we have very little issues about Twitter. But I think further, I'd like to thank one of your listeners, Lynn. She just purchased a Make Asparagus Great Again with a seeking a T-shirt.
Did she?
Tickles my heart when people support us like that.
When they're listening, they take immediate action. That's kind of a good action. Yeah, that's action. Good. Well, actions, the old cornball expression, speak louder than words. We can talk a lot and maybe it doesn't register, but somebody like that who hears and says, yep, I'm on board, let's do it. And so I look at the things there are, to go back and highlight this again, at CropMobster.com, you can buy things, you can trade things, you can give things away, you can have land that's for rent advertised or houses, or you want help or you want products, or you want manure, whatever it is, you want all kinds of resources that I find here. And what, again, your connection to the University of California?
Well, it's really on this idea about how do we make this idea of like the online range movement, communities getting together, have that come back in our communities. And this is just one cool method to make that togetherness of communities happen. University of California, Division of Ag and Natural Resources, as part of the U.S. Land Grant University and Cooperative Extension System, sees a value in what we do, and we have a great partnership in terms of students and academics and others involved in spreading this throughout California and the U.S.
Well, better be congratulated, and I'll help you as much as I can. Nick Papadopoulos from CropMobster.com. Check it out. Every farmer, farm family ought to check this out. CropMobster.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable.
Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bits and pieces of information, including an answer to the question, what's wrong with Comcast? Because I feel very strongly about it, and I'm going to give you my 2 cents worth. I also want you to know what's going on with the American Family Farmer podcast. The most recent one begins with the news from the world of agriculture, as I see it. One of the items of the words of Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue, who said, quote, get big or get out. He and the current administration favor a big farm with a small family farm. That's pretty damn obvious. One example is of the dairy industry. Big dairies account for 80% of the milk production today versus a smaller dairy farm. So we talk about that. And there's a conversation on the podcast that's currently the most recent one at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. A conversation with Ben and Taryn Marcus, owner and operate She's Got General Store, and a farm that goes with it. They tell us about their venture. They're opening up a pick-your-own hemp farm, which is really interesting in this day and age. And then we talk about the small and large farmer and how the small farmer is much better at regenerating soil, how we treat our soil, that sort of thing, with some tips in that department. So please make your business each week. If you listen to this program, you're okay. You can get the podcast, which basically culls a lot of the most important things that we talk about and put them out there for your presentation. And they're all archived in order. Please listen and learn AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We're going to learn that there's nothing really wrong with Comcast after these words.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJ Show to make you more confident in your smile. Power Swap is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is really important, and after only using Power Swaps once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Well, I give up up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swab today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swab to offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swab today at 800-208-1797.
The discussion of late, the last couple of years, especially about cow flatulence leading to global warming, they're all over the place and they're just plain wrong. There are some people who are demanding moves like Meatless Monday so that the problem can be resolved. I've looked at a lot of air quality reports. I've looked at a lot of people who are working on setting the record straight. That's one of the motivations I have for paying as much attention to this thing as I do. There was a report issued by the Food and Ag Organization, FAO, at the UN, called Livestock's Long Shadow, which was complete bunkum. A professor in Pennsylvania did some explanations on the work he did to debunk their report, which stated that agriculture is a major contributing factor to greenhouse gases. The role of livestock in global warming has gotten a lot of coverage and has been embellished upon, in my opinion. And this professor said the same thing. Livestock produces a lot of, I guess what I do is, frankly, call people's attention to what comes out of the rear end of a cow other than gas. If you go into a pasture where there are cows, it's pasture and not some big feedlot, because you'll never see this in the feedlot, but you'll see it on a pasture where the cows have pooped, and you look around where the poop is for about a foot out in the dirt, all the grass is green. Why is that? Because in the poop is a microbial content that works on enhancing the value of the soil, making everything much greener and much better, thus contributing to the photosynthetic process, which creates, it takes the carbon dioxide out of the air and puts oxygen into the air. And without the cows and what they're doing to make the soil better, we wouldn't have that. So that's one of the things to be considered. There's a lot of other stuff. People are just so far, they're removed so far from the farm, they don't have any clues. They come up with these kooky, cockamamie ideas that are just plain wrong. So I think part of my job here is to explain. And by the way, CO2 is much better, you know, that has methane. They were getting the methane out because of the cows, not because of them. 59 past the hour, food for thought on the American Family Farmer.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.